If I die tonight, there's a lot that I'll leave behind. I leave my daughter still young, my sister still hungry, my brother still hustling. If I die tonight, there's a lot that I'll leave behind. I leave my daughter still young, my sister still hungry, my brother still hustling. Heavenly Father, what I want is not much. Keep my soul to the end of the line. I know that I ain't perfect, but I'm trying. Oh Lord, I don't wanna die so young. I don't wanna die so young. I don't wanna die young. I don't wanna die young. Hey, there's a lot that I've been asking for, a lot that I've been praying for, a lot that I've been hoping I could do. There's a lot that I've been waiting for.
won't take my peace at night. When I'm asleep, I'm gonna stand and fight.
Stand and fight for your faith.
Stand and fight.
Stand and fight for your peace.
Stand and fight.
Stand and fight for your dream.
Stand and fight. Testing the waters, seeing if I'll drown. Many times we rehearsed, stepped on our backs, over and over for the same nights. Many times we've been wrong, betrayed by the ones we thought we loved. But it's time that I fight.
Stand and fight. She pulled in my head. Thank you. is in the trees. God is in the skies. He's in the air. He's in your soul. He's in your heart. He's in the kick drum, the hi-hat. God is in the melody and the bass line. Oh, children. Something. There's only one way. If you believe, you will be saved. That's right. You will be saved, baby. Welcome to our house.
Thank you.
sacrifice something. Do you still feel that fire that burnt in your soul? Or has it been blown by the wind?
Blown by the wind,
taken away from you. Blown by the wind. Bring me back the life that was blown by the wind and gone. Would you bring me back the life that's blown by the wind and gone? Wake my spirit.
Wake the spirit in my life.
Wake the spirit in my life.
Thank you. Sure, Mafethu, you heard that set, dope set from Mr. Innosoul himself. Yeah, Otia Selimpopo. Mamsan.
Sure.
Marini.
I'm good, bro.
And the genre.
Yeah.
Take us through this killer set. And also, what I want to hear from you is how you are able to maintain the status of deep house music in a time where it's not as powerful as what it used to be.
This set consists of my EP that is coming out this Friday. By the time the interview plays, it's going to be out already. So this is some of the songs that are on my EP. I played more of Pierre Johnson, Ecstasy, yeah, and more other guys. So I think right now the most dominating genre is amapiano.
Sure.
But by the look of things, if you can listen to the piano that Kabza is doing right now, Dem Tuda is doing, it's going to deep house. It's going back to soulful house. Understand?
Sure.
So I don't really think there's a need for me to change because it's coming back to soulful house.
Sure.
So the amapiano that everyone is making right now, it's soulful. There are songs that when they are playing, before they put the log drum, you can tell that if this song never changed, it was just going to be a nice soulful house, soulful deep house song. So
sure.
No need for me to change.
Away. So let's take it back now. You're a young man, there's music, you decide you want to be a DJ. Take us through that story, Vito. What is your story? How does your story begin?
I loved music since I was young, man. I used to watch a lot of shows, like shows that DJs were invited on TV, like Jim Ailey, all those kind of shows. I loved music, and all the time when DJs playing, then I'm like, no, this is the one, you know.
Sure.
I came to Pretoria. I went to school, I went to school and finished my school, but when I was finishing, I was focusing more on DJing, you know. Yeah, so I went to school and finished my school, but I've decided not to work or maybe to apply for work or to do any other things.
You know,
I just wanted my focus to be on music.
Yeah.
Because I was playing at House 22 at that time. I was getting great exposure. I was exposed to money. You know, when you exposed to easy money, now you have to work more hard to it. So. Yeah, so everything was just simple, and then by the time I think I'm give up in, I just get something coming which is which pushes me more, you know.
Yeah.
So there was no need for me to do any other things.
Sure.
So I just felt that music is the one.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about 14 hours.
14 hours of house.
14 hours of house. Let's talk about that. Take us through that. You've got
so
like this big thing that's happening.
Yeah. I started this show in 2016. So I've decided that sometimes when you get a bookings, or not necessarily when you get a booking, or maybe on conversations or stuff, people can make you feel like you don't have value. You know, they can make you feel like if you're not on that lineup, still the lineup is fine. So the reason why I started that show is because I want to show everyone that I've got value. I'm doing this show alone. I'm gonna play for 14 hours. Make people pay what when you have all these headliners pay. I'm not gonna say because I'm playing alone, you're gonna pay 10 rand, you're gonna pay 20 rand. I'm saying you're gonna pay 100 rand early bed, you're gonna pay 200 rand later on. That's the amount where when people are hosting and having big acts and stuff pays. So I'm saying when I come to your show, when you book me, I've got value. There are people who come to watch me. So let me do my own show so that you see that I'm gonna make people pay. And it's gonna be full, that you know that when I come to your show, I've got value.
Sure.
So those people that you think they came there, they didn't come for any other one. They came for me.
Sure.
I'm playing alone, people are here. So these people are not lost. They came, they know that I'm playing alone.
Yeah,
so I don't want confusions. So that's why I decided to do that show. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
So. I don't move and play to struggles and pains.
Oh, struggles and pains, man. I honestly, I don't know, man. because this song was recorded last year on lockdown. I think it was recorded in June. Yeah, I played this song for more than 4 months alone before I released it. Like, it touched me. I was not expecting the song to be where it is today. I felt the song, but I was not expecting it to be where it is today.
Sure.
Struggles and Pain. I think Struggles and Pain, checking from the streams and everything, is my biggest song.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And what do you think it represents as a producer especially?
I think it was released on the right time when people were going through a lot.
Sure.
So if you can listen to the lyrics and stuff, they will talk to you.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It's a very touching song. People were getting sick, people were losing jobs, people were losing, you know, so it came on the right time.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I think the inspiration of the song was the COVID.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that was the inspiration of the song.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go back to, you spoke earlier on about, you know, House 22, there's money, you're a DJ. Then you get into the production side of things. What pushed you in the direction of actually making the music?
When I started all these things, I was compiling,
okay.
Actually. Tim White, I was playing at one of the gigs at House 22 and he was there, and then he asked me if I can compile an album for him,
yeah.
You know. So it was just compilations.
Sure, sure.
I would be doing compilations
for
House Africa, yes,
sure, sure.
For House Africa.
Sure, sure.
You know, and then Tim decided that since you are doing compilations for us and we love the compilations, why don't you do A&R for us? So just go and scout talent there and bring everyone.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So I was going, because I'm the one that was grooving. You know, Tim was not grooving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm the one who hear songs. I'm the one who meet guys out there.
Sure.
So I hear the songs, I collect the songs and send them to House Africa. And then House Africa takes the deal out of there. Like from there, House Africa is gonna confront the person,
yeah,
and then they resolve them. So most of the people that released, including most of Ama Piano DJs, but I'm not gonna mention. I'm the one that was compiling all those things, even Zanzi House and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I'm the one who was saying, there is this new guy, this is his music.
Sure.
And then they listen, this is the one, and then we release. You know?
I was doing that.
So most of the guys, when I was doing that, they confronted me and like, bro, let's do a track together. You know, at that time, I don't know how to compile, you know?
Okay.
So I felt like it's not good when someone is gonna come to me all the time and say, I've got a song, but let me put your name. So I decided, no, let me buy my own equipment and learn how to DJ, how to produce.
Sure, sure.
And then I had guys like Stax Jazz, Numero, The Final. They used to come to me and then teach me how to do the production.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense to me to release a song where I don't have any input on it, but it have my name.
Sure, sure.
So I didn't want that to happen.
Sure.
So I always want to put, to have input on the song, you know,
yeah,
so that when I claim it, I claim the real thing.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So I'm fair to, you know, I mean, obviously Tim White, for some of us, you know, he's one of the godfathers of house music, dance music in South Africa.
Mm.
How did you feel when a man like him trusts your ear at that level? You know, I mean, you were pretty young, obviously, all of a sudden. What was it like for you?
One thing that I can tell you is that Tim changed everything, man.
Sure.
He changed my life. I respect him. Like, I don't know what he did to me.
Sure,
like,
sure,
it's
sure,
amazing,
sure,
man.
For sure.
At some point, House Africa sessions were for all the DJs. Like, you will choose 4 DJs,
sure,
and say, I'm releasing a 4-pack album.
Sure.
But everything changed when I get there.
Yeah.
Everything,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
the whole House Africa just changed when I get there. He started saying, that album is for me and you now. Let's do 40 songs. We release 10 on each album, and then it's our album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then he said, for other guys, we're going to do Mzansi, but I need an album that is going to be me and you.
Yeah.
And then I even compiled another album, House Africa Session 6. It was nominated on Metro FM Awards.
Yeah.
No, I did a lot of things with Tim, man.
Sure, sure.
I remember at some point I would play hit refresh like every month, two times, three times a month.
Oh,
you know?
That's big, eh?
Yeah, no, so I think team really had a soft spot for me.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So, Vet, I might be controversial. Honalita Wanyana, Yadi.
No, man. Honestly, I don't have any problem with this Denon, yeah. Especially
yeah.
Because they've got screen. What I'm worried about is the screen.
Sure,
so
sure,
the 350 screen is too small. So you end up skipping some songs, you know. You end up skipping some folder. Sure. You can't see, but with this one, you see everything, you know. And another thing, I was using one USB. I was linking, you know.
Oh, sure.
So most of the time, you've got this song on the other USB and stuff. But link is the one. Link is the one. Screen is the one, bro. Like, you link,
so
you screen. And it's simple, man. I don't have to suffer anymore. I suffered a lot. I mean, I played with CDJ 100, bro. So you can't play with CDJ 100 and still want to play with CDJ 350 in 2021. Yeah, but it made a lot of people angry. But
yeah,
no, I'm okay with it, man. I'm okay. I know what I want.
It was fun anyway.
Yeah,
it
no.
A hardcore statement.
No, you know, some things you just need to go to Facebook because people sometimes they are, you know, yeah, they get angry too much. So yeah, sometimes you just need to, yeah, you know, it's nice when you read all those things and stuff. Yeah,
and
so sometimes you,
sometimes
you, yeah, no, man, I'm playing, man. I don't have any problem. Even this weekend, I was playing with 350s. I don't have any problems.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I can play with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have any problems.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah. Can it was you? Just that guys, hey, they catch feelings too much.
So you've got a thingy that's coming up, a project that's coming up. And then beyond beyond this current project, what can we expect?
I think from now on, I just want to focus on the EPs until I release Into Deep Volume 7. So yeah, I'm just gonna release single, then the EP, then the yeah. But I wanna stop a bit releasing albums, you know.
Okay, why
not? Yeah. No, man. I think I'm not getting the streaming that I want. You know, I wanna be streamed like 5 million.
Okay.
So I need those kind of things. So.
But you stay on charts for long.
Yeah, I stay on charts for long. Yeah, it's good, man. It's good.
Yeah,
the previous album did very well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
it did very well. I'm sure it's approaching 1 million right now.
So give us more.
No, let's do EP first. Let's do EPs, and then we're going to do the album later.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go high. They want to know your social media handles. How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, Inner Soul In Too Deep.
Sure.
On all of them.
On all of them.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. Mafetu, this was Mr. Inosoul. I'm Mr. Ashmo Perry, and we are Groove Cartel. We're signing out.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
Sure.